everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Too Many Trailers. I'm Marianne.
And I'm Kelsey. It's very chipper. I don't
know. We've eaten a little bit of chocolate.
You know, it's great. 9:20 on a Thursday.
Everything is fine.
We're great.
So great.
So great, even after these trailers.
We still feel okay with ourselves. I have to say, these trailers might be on record for the worst we've watched so far.
I agree. I was painting. I was in a lot of pain. As I like to describe it, it was, if anyone remembers, I think it was the Oscars or the Golden, I'm not sure if it was the Oscars or Golden Globes, when Chrissy Teigen was watching her husband John Legend receive an award, and you just saw the face of happy pain that was going across her face.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
That's
exactly how I feel after watching both of these trailers. I have some things to say.
I have some things to say about one and really nothing else about the other.
I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
Ooh.
I've got like
I'm kind of happy that we're on the same
page
with that, because I was expecting the trailer. Okay, well,
let's just jump right in, you know, and start talking about them.
You know, okay, so the trailers we have this week are Aquaman
and Mary, Queen of Scots.
Oh boy, yes.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. So we'll start with Aquaman first.
Yeah, let's just, I feel like we can't even talk about it, like, what our feelings were at
because
all
we'll
until
just,
we start talking, because it's just going to
we'll
be
We'll go into a sea tornado of just, like,
terrible
talking
stuff.
I'm just going to be making sea puns
okay
all episode, just like Aquaman, throughout the whole goddamn trailer. Okay, so.
All right, are we ready?
We're ready.
So let's start with Aquaman.
Alrighty. So it is coming out on December 20th and 21st. It's kind of like previews start on the 20th, and the 21st is when the actual trailer, is coming out in theaters. The director is James Wan. He is a, he's directed a lot within the DC Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. The writers are David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick, Will Beal, and the stories by Jeff Johns and James Wan. Composer?
So the composer for this film is Rupert Gregson-Williams, and he's done some other things in the DC Universe. He did Wonder Woman. He's doing the TV series The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done some comedies, like Mall Cop?
Wait.
And Open Season?
Wait. Paul Blart?
Mall Cop? Yes, Paul Blart. Come on.
The one and only Paul Blart Mall Cop? Oh my gosh. Well, that's
so it's quite a range.
That's a huge range. You got animation, you got the Kevin James film,
which is a thing all on its own.
Yeah. It's its own category. And we have The Crown, which is a TV series, and now we have Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah, so it's
going to
be
Wonder
Woman
was, like, pretty good, though.
That's Wonder Woman was
both. I did like the music from there.
So, you know, I have faith in his abilities.
Okay. That's the one thing I have faith in this film.
I was going to say, at least one aspect of this film won't suck.
Okay, this cast is insane.
Can I tell you something really quick?
Yes.
When I watched the trailer, I didn't see anybody in the casting that I knew, like, in the trailer that I knew. So I was like, what?
You didn't, like, find their names?
Legitimately, my note says, DC put zero money into casting.
That's a lie.
And then I looked on IMDb to look up the composer, and I said, and my next note next to it says, okay, or the casting is just really not shown in the trailer. Which I guess it was that one.
Yeah, it's definitely the latter.
Because I didn't even know that any of this cast was in there.
I knew.
I also
obviously
could not tell it was Amber Heard.
No. Well, I have things to talk about her wig. I mean, I just have so much to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so the cast is the one, the only Jason Momoa. We have Amber Heard. We have Dolph Lundgren, who is of 80s fame from Rocky 2, I think is the one, where he played the Russian.
No, that's Rocky 4.
Rocky 4, excuse me. It's Rocky IV.
Shut up, he got skinny.
He does get old.
that too.
Nicole Kidman, which she, yep.
I know. I was scrolling through them and I was like, what?
Hold your chair.
We have I read.
Julie Andrews.
I know! I know! I saw that and I was like, where the fuck is she gonna fit into this film?
I think she, there is only like a voice, so she might be like a fish. Watch her be like Sebastian the Crab. Why would it be like a shark or something?
Maybe she'll be like Ariel and she'll just be there for a song or two and then pop back out.
You're like, Mary Poppins, what? Okay, we have Patrick Wilson, who we did see in the trailer.
Yes.
He was blonde. William Dafoe. Grant McTavish, who is from Outlander.
Yep.
We have Tahila J. Holt. Demon Hunsu. We have Randall Park. Tamara Morrison.
Yeah. Randall Park, who I love.
Yeah. Sorry. He's a great, great actor.
I love him.
Yaha Abdul-Mateen the second. Michael Beach. Ludlin Otis Dahi. And Karen Gidur and Patrick Cox.
I think that for our blooper episode, I'm going to just clip together everything of you
absolutely not. Here's 25 hours of Kelsey fucking up names. I'm gonna offend every fucking person in the world.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
Okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's gonna be hysterical.
So yeah, that's the cast, and it's a huge high-profile cast.
And I am just shocked beyond myself that they didn't highlight any of those people.
They highlighted Nicole Kidman, Amber Heard, Patrick Wilson, and Jason Momoa, and that's it.
A little for Nicole Kidman.
You like the first like 5 minutes. Rock. Yeah.
When like she washed up to show her, and then she's like holding baby Jason Momoa, and then it's done.
That's it, in the trailer, yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's
so it. You would think that.
And then Patrick Wilson is overshadowed by a dinosaur in the trailer.
See him.
He's a blondie. Trailer. He's like the evil dude. And he's blonde. And he's not usually that blonde. Okay.
Too much.
Do you want to get into this? Because we are
yeah, we just gotta start. Okay. So let's start at the very beginning.
I can't.
A very good place to start.
It's, you know, one Julie would say. Andrews.
Just hit those Julie Andrews notes real
she
hard.
She just like splitters glitter everywhere. I can with the opening ADR. I cannot with the lines. This is me. I can't.
Just why?
I literally started watching this trailer and immediately put it on pause as soon as he started talking. I was so turned off by the voiceover. I was just like, I can't get through. I can't get through this.
Do it.
So thankfully, it ended halfway through.
Only took half of the thing.
Yeah.
Awful. So then you see baby Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, you will unite our worlds, whatever. But,
like, does the
dad... I have a lot of confusion.
I have a lot of questions. Does the dad know that Nicole Kidman's a mer person? Or, like...
Can mer people live on land if they choose in this?
But, yeah.
So you see the mom and dad of Aquaman meet, and then baby Aquaman. And then you see kid Aquaman.
And then kid Aquaman. Yeah, he's like, I'm just gonna go to, like, the aquarium. Like, no, you fucker. Like,
and then, my note, okay, the biggest note of this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
is in all caps.
Okay.
Do not, you, or actually, don't you ever show glass breaking at the goddamn aquarium. I have suffered enough on this podcast. Who the fucking hell thought that it was okay to see a shark smash part of a glass open in an aquarium? Not even the megalodon.
Okay, I was just about to say. I was like, we've had issues with the megalodon, with the Meg, and now we have this thing going. I mean, it's like,
this is hell.
Do people?
This is my hell. This is my personal hell. Is this movie?
Do people not realize that glass breaks with water, and that we need to do plexiglass like the megalodon? Because even that didn't break though.
Well, you saw the fucking marks from his teeth.
Yes, I mean, but it didn't break.
That
they
you
didn't
saw.
Drown. True, I never saw the film.
Good choice. I feel like that was a good decision on both of our parts.
Yes.
But yeah, so that was absolutely rude.
Yeah. How dare they?
How How
dare they not?
How dare you?
How dare you not treat my friends' triggers?
Exactly. And then I said, my other note is, shut up, kid Aquaman, you're being stupid.
I feel like that's going to be a running theme throughout the whole film.
Shut up, Aquaman, you're stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Even though I find Jason Momoa extremely attractive throughout this whole trailer, that will probably be the only saving grace to me watching this film. It's just me staring at Jason Momoa for 2 hours shirtless.
And for personally, me, there is no hope for this film.
Oh, no, not at all. Like, you're screwed. I'm sorry to say.
It's fine.
But when Aquaman finally becomes, like, quote-unquote Aquaman, he starts to, like, introduce a lot of, like, sea puns. And, like, boat puns and, like, boat terms. And I'm just like,
oh, yeah,
why?
Permission to come aboard. I was like, I'm killing myself.
So hard because I know that my dad will be like, fuck yeah, boat terms. Throughout this whole goddamn film, he'll be like, oh, that's a submarine, do-do-do-do-do. And I'll be like, I don't.
I just woke up.
I need coffee for this. And I just know that I'm not going to be able to get through this film without hearing something like that.
Do you know what I really hated about Jason Momoa in this trailer?
What?
He has literally, for everything that happened, no emotion in his voice.
It's so flat. It's so, like, permission. It's, like, not even, like, he's, like, questioning, like, permission to come aboard. Like, in the sea capacity, you at least have to be like, oh, permission to come aboard? Like, some sort of inflection to know that you're not the superior of this, and he's just doing it because I'm cool.
I know. Oh my god. But, like, at some point, even when there were, like, the fight scenes, and he was like, we have to save whatever, we have to blah blah blah, hero
nothing,
lines, and he was just like, blah 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 blah, fish.
They're redheads.
Fish. Water. War.
Sharks.
Aquaman.
I'm Aquaman.
Yeah, so I hate that.
I got big, big Green Lantern vibes from this film with the amount of CGI. I mean, like, I get with the amount of CGI because they're underwater.
Fake fish! The fake fish were so bad.
Oh my
All
god.
Of the sea creatures were so terrible. Especially in that, like, on the film poster, which is, like, a similar scene to, I feel like they took the aquarium picture and just got rid of the plexiglass and put Aquaman up there.
No, it's
and those,
really bad
they're
Photoshop.
So bad.
It's really bad Photoshop.
And the fish are just so terribly done.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get, like, why they have to do CGI because they just can't go underwater and be like, what up?
Here's some sharks.
Exactly. So I get it. But it's just,
but also,
it's so overbearing, especially with the costumes. Like, you know that it's just, like, they were, like, standing around on a boxed set with a green screen wearing, like, green spandex suits. And it's just, it's like, can we at least do a little bit more?
Right?
I put so much money into casting. Like, let's
Harry
put a little bit
more. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire came out many years ago.
And still.
And we have made no strides in our underwater filming.
No. And even that was, like, pretty good, though.
Think of how much better the Megalodon looked.
It looked great.
In comparison to these sharks.
It looked amazing because of the fact that they understood that they were inside and they can kind of work around, like, the whole I'm not getting grossly wet from the water and costuming. You know, that kind of, like, worked. I just feel like they just were, like, oh, yeah, it'll be good, it'll be fine. And they, like, got, like, the final, like, rendering, and they're like, it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. Like, it just, like, they kind of fucked up at that point.
Yep.
And that really leads me to Amber Heard's red wig.
Okay, so legit didn't even know it was Amber Heard because the wig is so bad and it didn't even sound like her voice that I was like,
did they pitch her or something?
I don't even know who this chick is. And then I, like, read on IMDb, I was like, that. And then I saw, like, Amber Heard was one of the top credits. I was like, well, that couldn't have been Amber Heard. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It does, it, like, it shines, like, you, like, when you come out of the water, like, your hair is shiny, but it looks super, you can tell it's synthetic.
It's so terrible.
It's horrible.
Like, as a person that doesn't really care about that kind of crap usually in,
like,
movies and
you
stuff,
like,
and, like, don't notice that stuff, if I notice it, it's really damn bad.
Yeah, and it's just, it's like, I don't know if they just used the worst shots for the trailer, Like, I don't know if how it looks underneath, if they just were like, we're just going to CGI her hair because we have the technology. But, I mean, she can at least dye her hair.
Right? Was that too much to ask, Amber Heard?
Yeah. Amber Heard. We're calling out you, Amber Heard.
You we can't are dye. Calling you out. Really? Did they not ask you to dye your hair red? Or did you refuse to dye your hair red?
I just don't get it. I mean, it would just look so much better, like, as a dyed hair. You can find that hair color.
One of my notes says, who is that?
Who are you referring to?
I don't know who I'm referring to.
Was it the dudes in the, like, the stealth gear, maybe?
The bug-eyed bad guys? No, I have a separate note. No, the robot-y things.
Oh, the robot.
Bug-shaped eyes?
Yeah.
I was like, really? We need these
We're introducing
I don't know
elements.
Who the war is with.
Yeah, I don't get
are
it.
Are the robots the surface people? Are the people the surface people? Are the merc people the bad people? Why does the bad guy have to be black? That's another note I have.
It's like, of course. Like, we're going down this route.
Literally.
And it's like, all the, except for, I think, for Randall Park.
Did you see Randall Park in this trailer?
No, he's not even in this thing.
I was like, if you saw Randall Park, then I watched this trailer twice, and that was really difficult for me. I was not
God
going
bless,
back.
I watched it once in a span of 6 minutes.
I had to watch it once, and then I was like, I gotta watch this again, because I don't know what just happened.
I really, really hope all the people of color in this film are not bad guys.
I will shoot cry. Someone.
Please don't.
I mean, not really.
I know.
But I'll be so mad. Like, come on, DC, you are not helping yourself.
No,
here.
Like, you're already, like, on thin ice.
DC Cinematic Universe is already, like, so bad, and, like, people already dislike it so much. I had a fight with a coworker today about how bad this is.
Oh, no.
She was like, I didn't think Justice League was that bad. And I was like, okay.
Oh, I have a note about that.
She was like, was it that bad that they brought Superman back? I was like,
Was it bad that they made it into a Superman film? Mm-hmm.
I was like, it was just a little interesting. I was like, I was just there for Gal Gadot.
I was here for this thing.
But I was like, you know, sometimes, like, DC has some lessons to learn,
mm-hmm.
and it just doesn't learn. And I feel like DC, as a general, like,
they're
concept-
trying. You have
as,
to
like,
give
a general, like, source of media for TV and movies need to learn where to put their budgeting.
Yeah.
Because in TV, they just choose to not put
they don't
budgeting
care.
Into their special effects.
Or
ever.
And they put a little into their script. If any.
Sometimes.
They put more.
Depends on
depends
what show
on
it is.
The show. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like, Black Lightning, they definitely put money into their script and casting. They do it very, very well. But that's a diamond in the rough.
That was literally the best expression you could have chosen, because that is the most accurate thing. Yes, it is a diamond in the rough time that is DC TV.
But I just, like, feel as though that they used all their big action scenes, they used all their jokes, and we have the same issue, you know, again with, like, Blockbuster. I was bored. I was like,
how would I sit through a movie like this?
Will anyone care about
it
the
looked
plot?
Like Star Wars underwater is also
oh,
another
that's
thing
not,
I had to say.
Yeah. It's
like when he was like when they were driving that ship around and she was like, welcome home, and I was like, fuck you. She like went down. I was like, well, I'm having flashbacks. The Star Wars, the Clone Wars,
oh,
when they're
no.
flying
yeah.
through a city, and I don't think you want to flashback to Star Wars Episode 2.
It seems like it's going to be so insane.
But you know what? I was shocked about how much plot they tried to involve.
They really, like,
they were pushing those plot points, and I was like, too much.
That was the whole film.
I know. And then it was like, I was surprised, because
Kelsey
and I went into this. And we were joking. We were like, oh my god, it's just going to be Jason Momoa with his shirt off underwater. Jason Momoa with his shirt off on land. Jason Momoa, and that's it. And I was like, plot? And I was not expecting it the first time. I was like, plot, what? I was like, this is the first trailer. Yeah. You're not supposed to have any plot. I'm not supposed to be able to think.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot. It was just so much.
So much. Too much. There's
too
many plot lines.
That's what
you have a 2.5 minute trailer. You can't try to introduce
but the thing
45
is, it's like,
plot lines.
It's like, it's so crazy because it feels like I saw the movie, but it also feels like I'm going to be that guy in the theater that fell asleep during Justice League. like at the same time. Like it just feels like it's gonna be too much. I don't know. Oh, I have feelings.
I know, and none of them are good.
No.
Did we have any good feelings?
No, I had zero. I literally had zero.
I took notes that say also, surface war. Why does that guy look like that? Bad guy, bad guys, question mark? And then my personal favorite note, who wrote this? Question mark.
Well, we already knew.
Well, he didn't do the greatest of jobs.
Granted, this is the trailer, and shockingly enough, this is getting positive reviews.
A coworker was like, Aquaman's sounding really great, and I was like, did anybody watch the trailer? Because the trailer was really bad. Because the trailer was
not good. But it's also, I think, streaming on Amazon Prime a week early, which is shocking, which they've never done. Yeah. And
that means they're not anticipating good stuff.
No, they're not.
If they're letting people see it for,
they're
like,
going to be like, yeah, with a Prime account, too.
Not good.
It means, I think they have their reservations being like, well, maybe people see it, like, you know, at home, and then they'll be like, oh, let's go out to see the film and stuff, and...
I think, yeah, they're definitely going to try to use that to be like, well, we're getting a lot of views.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of money, but we're getting a lot of viewing.
Unless they, like, hooked up a good deal with
Amazon Prime.
Good old Jeff Bezos. And so, I think they have their reservations about this one.
Absolutely.
Especially, like, how, about the trajectory of the other DCU films that have gone.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see.
They know
that it goes really good for like a week and a half, and then like it kind of starts to decline,
then it like immediately drops.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, no one wants to see this anymore.
Yeah, the people that wanted to see it have all seen it.
And they've seen it twice in a week, so and which is great, and I more power to you. But this is a straight up.
So sorry if you're a big DC fan.
This is probably not the best episode for you.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should have warned people at the beginning if they're big DC fans. Like, maybe, like,
we'll put in the episode description.
With an open mind.
I'll put it in the episode description, and we might not hashtag it as much.
No, we will.
No, we will. We have our opinions.
I'm sure people have similar opinions.
Yeah, and it's just the trailer. It's not like we're shitting on the film that much. Yeah.
Any other notes, Kelsey?
I just have a big no in a box.
I saw that in your notes, but I wasn't sure which trailer that was referring to. So Kelsey, are you gonna...
No. Same. Not on Amazon Prime, not on Netflix. I'll skip out on this one if it's on TV.
Maybe
I'll grab some popcorn if I'm, like, doing nothing.
And also do, like, 85 other things while kind
while
of
while kind of, like, doing my chores and kind of just having it on in the background.
Yeah.
Well, just maybe, like, sneak a glance at his shirtless, beautiful body. Sure, absolutely. Other than that, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Nope.
Great.
The only thing that could redeem this film for me would be gays, and they don't have those.
No,
so.
Not in the DCU yet.
Nope.
Hopefully soon.
I'm not holding my breath.
I am excited, though, for Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn film, because it's the redemption from the Joker type of thing, where she's finally, like, becoming her own thing, and she. I'm so happy she recognizes that toxic relationship between Harley and Joker. Anyway, that's for another podcast.
Actually, on that note, the next trailer we'll be talking to you about after the break stars
Margot Robbie.
Mary Queen of Scots, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back to you.
Bye. And we are back. Hi. Hello. I'm sorry to drag you through this.
It's okay. We took a really long break because we really didn't want to come back and have to talk about this.
We were like, oh, do we have to? But because of you guys.
We're doing this for you.
For you. And for our Schadenfreude, you know, but taking pleasure in other people's pain. So enjoy it. Happy Hanukkah. Also, I forgot to mention
that. Yes, we should.
It's the third, whatever time you're listening, of the day. It is the morning
time
of the third.
Released this episode, it will be
the morning of the third night of Hanukkah. Or if you're listening in the evening, lighting your candles, possibly. Happy third evening of third night of Hanukkah. So we're gonna go into a bit of a wistful I'm gonna try my Scottish brogue.
Whoa. All right, okay. I must tell you, everyone, I did not even ask Kelsey to do this.
We're going to watch The Merry Queen of Scots.
That was really good.
Thanks. I had to like force feed myself to say donkey first, so. So then that's how
I donkey.
Donkey. We're going to be watching The Merry Queen of Scots. Oh my god, I cannot. Okay.
All right. Merry Queen of Scots. Let's do those behind the trailer back.
All right. So it's starting December 7th.
Yes, it is.
Opening, I should say, December 7th. The director is Josie Rourke. It's Bo William. And then based on the book by John Guy.
And the composer for this is Max Richter, which reminds me of the Richter scale for measuring disasters, like this film.
Yeah?
Yep, I just made that up on the spot. I'm really proud of myself.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Nobody's gonna laugh, it's fine. And then he's done some other work. Shutter Island was the only film that I recognized, so mm-hmm. I think he's done other smaller, like not.
I mean, good for him.
Which is fine.
We can. We can't judge.
Quite a change in a...
Shift.
Genre.
Oh, yeah.
From Shutter Island to...
To seven Mary genres? That's showing me in this trailer.
Yep. Maybe.
Okay. Before I go through the cast, I just want to say that Aquaman had 63 credited people. For the cast, yes. Mary Queen of Scots has 97, which is more than Avengers Infinity Wars.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did they credit each individual soldier?
I think so. I mean, which is good, and I guess that's great for their resume, and I applaud them. But that's a lot, a whole heckin' lot of people.
I love that you just said that, because anytime anybody says heckin', I think of, like, the dog meme. Like, anytime you put a dog in, they're like, heckin' heck!
Doge. But yeah, there's a lot of people.
It is a heckin' lot of people.
It's a heckin' a lot of people.
You have all 90-something of them listed?
No. Thank you. I have a good chunk of it, though. I have, like, at least the main cast.
All right.
So we have Gemma Chan. We have Margot Robbie. Yeah, Gemma Chan is listed first. She is a familiar...
Did I see Gemma Chan in this trailer?
I don't know.
I don't think I did.
I
also couldn't get through it twice.
So that's very true.
Gemma Chan, Astrid from Crazy Rich Asians. Is in this film.
I think so. Cool.
Okay. That's super cool. I just didn't see her in the trailer. I didn't know she was in this film. She's crushing it.
Yeah.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Mary Queen of Scots.
Captain Marvel.
Yes, Captain Marvel. Soon. 100 days. We have Margot Robbie. The one, the only Margot Robbie. We have,
Saoirse Ronan.
Thank you. We have David Tennant. Joe Alwyn. Guy Pearce. You know him from Iron Man 3.
Thank you. You gave me a look, like, you know him, and I was like, I don't.
You
were
like,
you do.
You do. We have Ian Hart, Jack Lowden, Martin Compston, Brendan Coyle, Ishmael Cruz Cordona, Arden Lester, Scott with one T, Scott Greenan.
Scott with one T.
I was just like, oh, that's really interesting. Maria Dragas. Kate Kirwin and Eileen O'Higgins, Ian Hallard, Leo O'Prey, Izuka Hoyle, Andrew Rothney, and James McArdle.
So, just some fun fact. You listed out Ian Hart.
Mm-hmm.
You might all remember him from playing a little character called Professor Quirrell. From Harry Potter.
Oh my god.
Philosopher's Stone, when Voldemort was on the back of his head.
God bless.
God bless.
He had to endure
the early
Voldemort.
2000s.
God bless British cinema that only has 10 actors in their
entire repertoire.
So yeah, that's the cast. That's all I have to say about that. I don't see anything.
Do we need to talk about the trailer now? I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
We gave you all the information you'll need. It's releasing on 12/7.
Yep.
That's the cast, composer, other facts.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey and I both will not be seeing the film.
Yep. And that's it, and that's the end of the podcast.
End of the episode, and bye.
So I had high hopes before. I thought I was going to be really impressed by this, like, scorching British drama about the two friends, and it's been getting a lot of, like,
and then become, you know, a rivalry, right. And, like, it's, like, a historical thing that, like, they were two female leaders of two major countries at this time period, and that was pretty, like, we had female monarchies, like, for a lot of this time and period, like, floating around, and there's a lot of, like, really good historically accurate stories that could be told about this.
Yeah.
And they don't get told very
often. I mean, I remember hearing, like, before, like, I remember hearing, like, ooh, Oscar buzz.
A lot of Oscar buzz. That's why I was like, Kelsey, we should definitely do this film. We should try, like, to
Margot
do
Margot Robbie, especially because...
And Saoirse Ronan.
And Saoirse Ronan, because of the fact that they changed their appearance, and they really, like, went, like, super meta into this film.
Yeah, and, like, Saoirse... And they've both had a lot of, like, close calls with other films for, like, Oscars and other things.
Right. Like, Lady Bird with Saoirse Ronan
and I, Tonya with Margot Robbie. So we both thought, like, when we saw that the trailer was being released in December, we were like, oh, we should definitely, I mean, the film was being released in December, we should, like, we should definitely talk about it. It's going to be a really, probably a really good quality film.
And boy, then I watched the trailer, and I have a lot of reservations.
I was shocked.
You were super excited to watch this, too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, cool. And I usually, like, my sister and I have always been super into, like, British monarchy stuff, so we, like, usually watch all those kinds of things, and we, so we were both like, oh, Mary Queen of Scots, and, like, my sister really loved learning about Mary Queen of Scots. Like,
yes, I remember that.
So I was like, yes, this will be awesome, it's gonna be so great, and then it wasn't.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Let's jump right in.
As I was telling Kelsey before, I have three notes.
Do you want to just, like...
Do you want me to just blur them out and then we can go from there?
Just, like, flow right through
them. Let's do it. The first one is, I wonder how historically accurate this is.
I doubt it's going to be.
I don't know, is my response.
Mm-hmm.
My second note is, I don't feel like I have thoughts after watching this trailer.
Ooh.
Literally, I was watching, and usually, like, I'm scrambling and, like, rushing to write notes. Like, even during Aquaman, I was like, okay.
You had, like,
they were, like, they were bad notes. They weren't, like, positive things to say, but they were, like,
they were there. Nonetheless.
I had thoughts. and then I watched this, like, right after. Whew, big mistake. And I just didn't have anything to write. I couldn't watch it again. I was just like, I don't have feelings.
Right.
Which I think is, like, the worst place to be. Because at least if you have, like, negative feelings, you have
feelings nonetheless.
And it still evokes some emotion in you.
Right, exactly.
This has done nothing.
Right, that's not that great.
Yeah. And my last note just says, I feel like maybe Margot Robbie and Saoirse Ronan will still do a good job.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay, I mean, worst movies have been nominated for Oscars.
Yes.
You know?
And I mean, like... They could get nominated.
They could also get nominated. Right.
Because their performances look like they'll be good.
They look like, Margot Robbie's look like it's going to be super intense.
Right.
And everything. I think it's going to be really good. I just don't have high expectations for the film.
Yes, for the film and the writing.
Because of what we were being shown from the trailer.
And now Kelsey has some actual notes for you.
I'm just saying that I'm probably going to need some subtitles. Especially with my issues with auditory processing. Same. Not to say, like, same. Anything. I just, like, sometimes I watch Netflix with subtitles.
So do I.
But, I'm definitely going to need with the accents that are being portrayed.
Yes, sure.
I wasn't really into, like, the British history portion. I love their TV. I didn't know that they were cousins, which is really interesting. I knew, like, they were supposed to be, like, two women. I was like, oh, what's it gonna be? And I was like, oh, cousins. And I'm writing this, and I'm writing, and, like, they're, like, going, being, like, they're becoming friendly. I was like, oh, they're gonna become friends. And they're like, and this rivalry. And I was like, I'm gonna cross that out right now. Never mind.
Cross out friendship, replaced with hatred.
Margot looks unrecognizable at times.
Didn't even know it was her.
Yeah.
Until, like, I, like, was looking at the film poster and
I was just like, oh my god. When she was in the full, like, Queen Elizabeth, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to say clown makeup.
But clown makeup. She looks like? She looks Arnold like... She...
That's what she looks like to me.
No, she looks like the Queen of Hearts when Helena Bonham Carter plays her in the newer.
That's more, well, because they made her after Queen Elizabeth. Oh, no, I want to do a correction.
No,
corner.
She's not after Queen Elizabeth. No, she's after Queen.
I thought they
Marie Antoinette.
I thought they made her look like Queen Elizabeth because of her hair, her orange hair. Also, tidbit, correction corner from last week's episode. If you saw on our Twitter feed, which we'll say at the end of the thing, I had a little revelation after reading some internet stuff while reading Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Pig was not from The Simpsons originally. It was actually from the comic.
Who would have known that?
I don't know, but I did research it. Apparently, Spider-Pig, or as he's more classically known as Peter Porker.
Peter Porker. I literally, Kelsey texted that and I cried. I like lost
my He was actually introduced into the comics in 1983, and then Simpsons took a reference from it. And made it popular.
Spider-Pig
does whatever a Spider-Pig does. So,
that's it.
Yeah, so just a little corrections corner.
We were both wrong.
Oh, great, corrections corner.
Queen Victoria.
Oh, that makes sense. Her hair is more Victorian era-like with the
two bumps. Also maybe a reference to Queen Margaret of the House of Lancaster during the War of the Roses, but that's pre-Queen Elizabeth anyway, so.
I mean, it could be a combination that they're drawing inspiration from.
Yeah, but Marie
Victoria
is very much off with their head.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But her look is more Victorian, Queen Victoria like. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway.
All right.
We're continuing.
It's so difficult not to get on sidebars during this because we don't
want
to even talk.
Because we
it
like want to like be like, all right,
we're done.
We're done. Okay. I wrote down I'm going to learn during this movie, but I also feel like I'm not going to learn.
Like, I feel like I could learn,
it's
but
possible.
I don't know if it's accurate or not.
Right.
Like, so I don't want to watch it and be like, oh, wow, this is a really interesting story. I didn't even know all these facts. And then a historian to, like, comment on it and be like, this is all wrong. And
right.
And be like, fuck.
And then I still have a few more notes, but it was very yellow heavy. In terms of color, which I thought was interesting, even though it was a rivalry, they're like, neutral color, yellow. And I was just like, but you can introduce some reds. That's not Margot's hair.
I was going to say Margot's hair, though.
Yeah. And you can still, you know, introduce those into, like, historically accurate to get, like, the red tone that we want in this trailer. People, hire me. No, I like my job.
No, please don't.
No, please don't.
I mean, but you could.
But when I got to the end of the trailer, I still didn't know what was going on. I was like, what is this going to be? I don't know if that's a good thing for this trailer specifically. Mm-hmm. I feel like they tried to make it like a blockbuster film. Like, the way they edited it was very like...
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be a popcorn film, even though it's a British drama. It's like a full British drama. They have cliffs, like I've said before in our other episodes.
No British film doesn't have cliffs.
They have cliffs, and I just don't think it was edited correctly. I think that this film is very misleading. It's showing us, like, sword fights and stuff, where I think that's going to happen for a fraction of the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of this is going to be more, you know, bickering and, you know, British drama mm-hmm. film.
Yeah, definitely.
And they should really pull from those strengths, because I think it'll be a much more better trailer, more intense, more focused on what it's about, rather than just the rivalry. Could be focusing on their actual rule and weave in and out their rivalry.
Right, and that would draw a better audience.
Because
would actually enjoy it. Like,
yes.
People like the British monarchy. They like watching shows like Downton Abbey, where it's like based on like things in England. Americans love that shit.
Do you know how many people watch the fucking Meghan Markle and Duchess Meghan Markle and Prince Harry wedding?
Yeah.
People got up at fucking 3 a.m. in the morning for this. I mean, I almost did too, but I was like, I'm gonna go to sleep and watch it later. But people love this shit. Why pull away from those strengths?
Right, right. Why deviate from the audience that would be into it?
Right. I like maybe like Aquaman, they have reservations. Like, maybe they're like, this probably won't do well, so we have to bring a way to bring people in.
I think it would be a stronger, like, film and like nomination for the film if they had stayed like, mm-hmm. if they're gonna stay true to like what the film should actually be about. Had it in independent theaters mm-hmm. and drew in the audiences oh. that would enjoy it and would like it.
I agree 100%.
Like, 100%. You can't go too big with it. Like, you're...
Because it made the film look boring as shit.
Yeah, and it, like you were saying, you don't know what's happening, and it's very confusing.
Because it's, like, really quickly edited, and then there's, right. like, the breaks there's with, too the, much like, the words. Talking. Like, there's so much going on.
And I didn't know it was happening. Oh, I was like, good God, I gotta go to bed right now.
I literally put a grimace emoji in my notes. I drew one out.
You don't draw out the emojis. Usually I'm the one that's like,
I know.
Saturdays, I hate this.
Because that's how it was.
But yeah. I was shocked.
Same.
Shocked.
I was shooketh. Like, I was shooketh. But yeah, I was blown away, not in a good way.
Yeah, I really expected to like this, and I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, this is going to be so great, and I was like, got partway through, and I was like,
this is not.
I was like, what did I do? I made Kelsey watch this. What did I do?
All I can think of is Tony Stark going, I messed up.
I've made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
Oh, the Sherlock line?
The Sherlock.
No, from Sherlock Holmes, though.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When he makes the mistake in Game of Shadows, yeah, and he goes, like, yes. made a mistake.
That's like, I made a mistake.
That line is in my head. Every other week, I would say.
I mean, same. Anyway.
Literally, I hear it in my head all the time.
So, based on this trailer alone, would you go see the film in theaters, bargain day, Netflix, VOD? Not at all.
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I would like to see it. If it's... So, I think I'm going to wait and hear from, like, the experts if it's actually historically accurate.
Right.
And then I'll probably sit through it. Definitely not for full price.
No.
I like.
Excuse me.
I ain't made of money. And, but I don't know. The thing is, if I wait for it to go to VOD, I don't think I'll remember to watch mm-hmm, it. Same. Or I'll be like too unmotivated to watch it.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'd have to see it in the theater. But then I would want to have my phone out because I wouldn't want to pay attention the whole time.
Right.
So I probably would need to watch it like VOD style.
Okay.
But I mean, only like, if it's historically accurate, because if it's really not, then I really don't
want
to see it.
Yeah, because it's like, we want the historically, like, they're boasting, like, this is a historical film.
Right.
And they're not boasting this is historical fiction or based on a true story. Like, this right. is, they're saying, like, okay, so this
history. What happened.
And that's a really bold step, and that's really, like, ballsy of them.
And history is interesting. Have you seen Hamilton?
No, the tickets are too expensive.
Me either, the tickets are too expensive. But have you listened to Hamilton? Anyway. But
yeah.
Kelsey, will you see this film at all?
I don't know. I think, like, if anything, bargain day when it comes down to it. Because maybe. I don't, this might be a film in terms of cinematography.
Yes,
where I would like to really see good. In terms of, like, a big screen experience.
Right.
However... if I miss it in theaters, I won't be mad at myself. And right. But the thing is, if I watch it on Netflix, I will fall asleep to it, I feel like.
I know, I'll get bored.
Yeah. Because I usually, like, watch most of my movies at, like, 10 p.m. before I go to bed. And that's usually not good because I'm usually half, like, they're, like, 30 minutes and I'm like, well, I'm, closing my eyes now.
So I'll just listen. Yeah. I'm listening very attentively.
I've literally said to myself in the middle of a film, I paused it while watching Netflix in bed. I've literally said, I'm just going to take a 5-minute nap. And I've woken up. And
I just need to pause this movie for 5 minutes while I take a nap.
Oh my God. So, yeah. Bargain day, if anything.
Yeah.
If not, I won't see it.
Like, so. I want to see their performances because I feel like it could still be Oscar yeah. nom worthy.
I will
but
watch
I'm gonna wait.
Clips on YouTube.
Oh. Good call. Fuck,
yeah.
We do that too much.
Yeah, we really do. Anyway. So, great discussions. Even though we didn't like the trailers, you know, we can still have a positive
We still made this into a positive
reaction
experience for both of us.
Podcasting.
Hooray.
Do you want to do a little business?
Yeah, let's do a little business.
We already did our corrections corner.
We did. Right in the middle. Fabulous. Well done, team.
We'll be sure to put those at the end from now on. If you want to talk to us about Aquaman, maybe you have differing opinions.
Maybe you thought the trailer was great.
Come talk to us in an email where you'll probably have a nice...
strongly worded long email if you really enjoyed the trailer.
With no screaming.
Like, if you want to say something in all caps, just make sure you're
kind.
Be respectful.
There you go. Our email is toomanytrailers@gmail.com. That's T-W-O, manytrailers@gmail.com.
And if you have shorter feelings, you can find us on Twitter or Facebook at Too Many Trailers. And if you want to drop us a comment, we'll have at least a few posts about this on Instagram.
We're starting to play some emoji games.
Yeah, some people went out and guessed what the films were. I thought Aquaman was
very easy.
A little bit easier than it was, I guess.
I liked the comments of Brave.
We got a lot of brave guesses.
Just like Scottish people.
Yeah, they were like, red hair, queen, brave, done. Sold, yes, done.
Yeah,
so we're doing that. And then also, coming up at the end of the year, we have our year in review of what we missed in 2018.
So drop us a line at any of those four places where you can reach us. Mm-hmm. If you want to tell us what you want us to talk about quickly, a la San Diego Comic-Con spectacular style, feel free to tweet us, Facebook us, Instagram us, email us, conjure us through a cauldron with witchcraft. I don't know.
Send us a pigeon carrier note.
Ooh. World War II style. Anyway.
You know.
Thanks for sticking with us, guys.
Yeah, this might be a hard episode to get through because these trailers were hard to get through.
Yeah.
So, like, props to you if you got this far.
We do still have our Christmas episode coming out.
To look forward to.
Where we'll be talking about...
I'm not going to do an emoji game for that, so we can tell it.
Mary Poppins and... The Christmas Chronicles.
I was like, when Kelsey started saying Mary Poppins, I was like, fuck, that's the only one that I know the name of. I don't know the last word in Christmas.
Basically, all you need to just watch the first official trailers, and we'll put out those links in a week or so.
All right.
All right.
Talk to y'all soon.
Bye.